But we talked about the DAVE Act before, but one of the things that has really had your interest all along is DMV and the problems that we've had at DMV. And this doesn't seem to be something that is only in North Carolina, but it certainly has been a big problem in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's a big issue, and it is probably the most public-facing government agency or government function, certainly at the state level. I mean, if you drive or if you need an ID, you're going to have to go through the DMV, and if you purchase a vehicle, you're going to have to deal with the DMV with respect to a plate on your car. As I traveled the state campaigning for state auditor, I heard over and over and over again frustrations with the DMV. And so they're just really, in point of fact, there just really has not, in my opinion, been enough focus on trying to solve the issue of why it's so inefficient and why it doesn't have a more efficient customer service focused mission. And so I felt like we could at least, you know, maybe be the tip of the spear and begin by auditing the DMV. And I've got a team in there right now. I've got 14 people, and I myself have been to Rocky Mount to the DMV headquarters on two different occasions to do my own personal interviews of folks and to personally take a look at some things.
Now, that brings up a question. DMV did move its headquarters to Rocky Mount a few years back. In your opinion, was that an efficient thing to do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, that's one of the things we're going to ask, and we've asked that question. I do, in theory, like the idea of, as a citizen, of spreading Raleigh agencies out. You know, that state agencies are typically in Raleigh, right? Spreading them out to places like Rocky Mount. I think it helps the economic development of a fantastic community in Nash County. So in theory, I like the idea. That is, to your point, one of the things we're looking at is the structure of the lease and how much space we're actually utilizing. So that's one of the points of the audit we're taking a look at.
The problems with DMV, they seem to have been pretty long-standing, too.
Well, they are. It's something that I just don't know whether the will was there to take it on or not. But again, I think our team is really taking a conscientious look, and that's what I've asked them to do. And I've sort of stood at the front of the whiteboard myself with my sleeves rolled up, not trying to virtue signal any way, shape, or form, but I want the people to know I'm in on this. This is something that I'm not handing over to the staff. I'm in the middle of it as well. I really feel a commitment to try to at least get some solid recommendations to start the ball rolling from this point forward to make it a better agency.
Any look at whether it's a good idea to have DMV within DOT, or should it be a self-standing agency?
Well, that's another question that we put on the whiteboard, and we're going to ask that question. It'd be unfair to sort of give you some preliminary view of what we have, because I do want to make sure that all of our data and the recommendations we have are backed up and are solid. It's one of the things we talked earlier about government efficiencies. One of the things the auditor's office really does is if we're going to make a recommendation, for example, or if we're going to make a finding, we test that finding and we test that data through various metrics to make sure that if we are giving a recommendation, there's a solid basis for it, not just something we've kicked around, you know, around the conference table. There's a data point and some facts to back up our recommendation.
One other thing that is coming up is you're going to be taking over the supervision of elections, and that's later this spring, I think?
May 1st is the start, and then it phases in all the way to the 1st of July. So, yeah, we're internally prepared for that and have you know, set the stage for the administration of that particular agency.
Now, will they be housed with you or still in two separate locations?
Well, I mean, I think that's an efficiency question, and we're gonna abide by, you know, one of the things we're doing, for example, is we're auditing ourselves, right? So I've got a full-fledged audit currently going out, while we're doing DMV and while we're doing hurricane relief monitoring and auditing, we're actually going through an audit ourselves and determining what we have. And so one of the questions we're asking is, what does the efficiency look like to have to move the Board of Elections, or should we leave them where they are? They're currently across the street from my office in the Dobbs Building in the government complex in Raleigh.
Now, will North Carolina be the only state where the auditor supervises elections? I know in a lot of states, although it's never been the case in North Carolina, in a lot of states it's fallen under the Secretary of State.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag across the country of where boards of elections are housed, but our survey shows that you're right. It is Secretary of State that typically has the Board of Elections. We would be the only state that has the state auditor as, you know, sort of where the Board of Elections is housed. But ultimately, you know, if you take a look at it from a 30,000-foot view, the primary mission of the Board of Elections is to count legal votes. If you're going to count something, I can't think of any better place to house it than the auditor's office.
And one other question on elections. President Trump earlier this week, with an executive order, was imposing some federal restrictions on elections. Is that something you agree with, or should it be totally left up to the states?
So I read the order, and a lot of the parts of that order, I think, make common sense. And again, I've said this on the campaign trail, and I've said this to legislators and to news organizations. You know, the primary function and what I want to see is a system that gives the public confidence in the election results. And really, everything that gets done with boards of elections should be viewed through the lens of giving the public confidence. And that's going to be our goal.
And that's something that you'll be working on for a long time here, starting in later this spring.
And yes,
we'll
sir.
Be talking with you a lot about that, I'm sure, in the coming months. State Auditor Dave Bolick, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
It's an honor to be here.